Hey, beautiful faces, it's me, Sunny, and welcome to the final episode of season two. Yes. We did 15 episodes. Yeah, I did 15 episodes, and I'm very proud. And I want to thank all of you that tuned in. I had over 500 plus listeners, 500 plus plays on combined with all of the episodes. And I want to thank you all for your time, and I want to thank you all for your interest. I want to thank all of my special guests that tuned in. I had WRT Realty. I had Joni Favors of Favors Real Estate. I also had Pierre Atien of Black Eye Nation. I had Lulu Orange. I had, I had so many amazing people on the show, and I want to thank you all for your time, and I want to thank you for your support and your continued support. And yes, stay tuned for season three, because I have some wonderful content for you all. I have some great information for you all, very informative. We're going to talk about, you know, living our life and living our life golden when we're 50 over. What do we do after retirement? How to start an online business, or other ways to, you know, just live life simple and get your health the way it needs to be and get in shape and, you know, just so much fun and doing things simple and just enjoying life, you know? So I have some amazing content coming up in season three. I don't have the date when I will be airing it yet, because I'm still trying to close out season two. But I just wanted to come on to thank everyone. But I also wanted to come on to speak about our Juneteenth. Today is Juneteenth, which is our Juneteenth celebration. And I did want to come on and talk about that briefly. I'm not going to have a full show today. I just wanted to come on about that. And just so that who is not familiar with Juneteenth, because I did have a few people that asked me what was Juneteenth, because they kept hearing about it. And now it is a national holiday. And the question is, what is next, since it is now a national holiday? And that's a good question, because, you know, it's really a celebration rally. I don't want to say rally, but it is a celebration, because it's been celebrated for so long that a lot of people didn't know about it, including myself. You know, I didn't know anything about it, but I'm going to briefly go over what Juneteenth is about. I did do some research for those who are not familiar with it, and I'm going to read a few things. I don't want to, you know, go word for word, but I do want to just, even if I have to play some sound bites on some things so that you all can understand what Juneteenth is for those that are not familiar with it. Juneteenth is not a Black thing. It is not a Texas thing. It is a movement to make Juneteenth a holiday. This is from Miss Opal Lee, the president, who President Biden calls the grandmother of the Juneteenth movement. And she walked from home in Fort Worth to Washington 5 years ago at the age of 89 to raise awareness of the holiday. And she was ecstatic and overjoyed to witness Biden, President Biden, sign the bill and made it an official holiday on Thursday. So it is now a national holiday. It is actually on the 19th of June, which is today. And then also, I know one of my colleagues or one of my business associates, they're also implementing the holiday. They implementing the holiday on Monday, because Juneteenth or 19th fell on a Saturday. They're doing it on Monday. Some businesses are doing it. They did it on Friday. Since Juneteenth is Saturday, some did it on Friday and some are celebrating it on Monday. So also, Lee, the grandmother of the movement, she, hold on for a second. I'm trying to get my paperwork here. My laptop is going crazy. Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, I'm excited about Juneteenth. I'm excited about my season two. Looking forward to my season three. I kept my word. I didn't self-sabotage myself, and I did my show every day like I said I would. I did 15 episodes, and next season, season three, I'm going to add three more. So that means I'm going to do 18 episodes. But let me finish with Juneteenth information here. Hold on. Miss Lee is the advocate of, says Juneteenth elevation to a federal holiday now is an opportunity for all Americans, not just African Americans, to celebrate freedom and better understand the institution of slavery. You know, they always tell us that we need to get over slavery. We need to stop talking about the past. How can we stop talking about the past when we don't know our past history? Okay, so this is the reason we keep talking about it. Not only that, a lot of the ways, it may not be as extreme, but it's still extreme to a certain extent. This is just a modern day extreme. There's still racism, still systemic racism, systemic racism. You know, I have my retainers in. Systemic racism and, you know, redlining and not allowing people of color to get certain opportunities as they would a person that's not a person of color. So yeah, we have a long way to go, but we'll take the celebration, but we still need reparation. Come on now. We still need to get that. They need to go ahead and start focusing and getting that done. So Juneteenth, we watch Juneteenth together. We triumph. A Soul of Nation special event comes on Friday, which came on Friday, Eastern Standard Time, and it was on Hulu. They have all these different events and all these different shows that's coming that was aired for you all to enjoy and get to know more about Juneteenth. And now they made this a national holiday, but I am aware that some of these schools up north, they don't want to teach the students about the history of slavery. And I don't understand. And this is why this would never change. It'll continue to repeat and it'll continue to stay this way because they want to bury the past. They want to bury how ruthless and how heartless this country was back then, and how it still have some of those little roots and still little stems of how it was back then. It's just that we're in a different era. And now their children is not on the same page with that type of behavior and the racist and, you know, and the slandering and the targeting and being rude and nasty and evil to people because of a certain color of their skin. That just is no longer that way with the children of those ancestors from back in the day who was causing all this havoc in this country. But let me continue, and it says Biden signs bill making Juneteenth making end of slavery a federal holiday. Federal workers and officials in Washington are already enjoying an unexpected Friday off, which was yesterday, as states, localities, and groups all over the country mark the occasion on Saturday's 156th anniversary. Ms. Lee is continuing her campaign by walking 2.5 miles, she says, to represent the 2.5 year slaves in Texas didn't know they were free. They didn't know they were free. And the people who they were being slaves, who were their masters, knew they were free and didn't tell them until someone told them that they were free. So that is the whole point of Juneteenth. When people understand what actually happened, they can digest it and decide that this doesn't have to happen again. What is Juneteenth and what's the significance of it and its new distinction? What is Juneteenth and what's the significance of its new distinction? For generations, for African Americans, Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, has been a day to celebrate freedom with parades and festivities similar to those on 4th of July. During the Jim Crow era, the Black community had to hold these celebrations in private, but they gained new momentum in recent history. So people got to understand everything that we had to do it in private because these people wouldn't allow our ancestors to live. They wouldn't allow them to enjoy life. Everything they did, they wanted to destroy it. Juneteenth marks the day, June 19th, 1865. when enslaved Americans in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation took effect and 2 months after the Confederate General Robert E. Lee formally surrendered. So this was 2 years after that's when they learned that they were free. They were still, you know, and the people who were their masters knew they were free, but they never said anything. Okay, according to a Gallup poll last month, more than two in three Black Americans, 69%, say they have some knowledge about Juneteenth, which I had no knowledge. I had a little inkling of it, only because my sister used to live in Houston, Texas, and that's how she found out about Juneteenth when she lived there, and she asked me if I heard of it, and I told her no. So compared with 40% of Hispanics and 31% of white Americans that only knew, well, that's how many people, Hispanics or white Americans, knew about Juneteenth. Not often and highlighted in the nation's history books. Nothing is highlighted in the nation's history book about us. If there at all, it's a day not everyone has heard of. All we heard of is the 4th of July, but it is Juneteenth from this point on. What's next for celebrating the holiday? Well, an expert in African American history said that just as educators did with Martin Luther King Jr. Day when it became a federal holiday in 1983, lesson plans can be built around Juneteenth. That's if the school boards allow it to, because you still have some of these Jim Crow mentality people who live up in the North area still have that way of thinking and don't want to teach their children about Black history. What is it about Black people they don't want us to know? I don't understand that. And I am going to talk about all this stuff in my new season. You all wait. You have to tune in because I have so much content to talk about. But anyway, let me finish. Its new distinction as a national holiday may allow historians new grants to uncover new facts about the 250,000 final enslaved Americans in Texas, right? They were still slaves after they were free. Why don't we learn from their stories? Learn about their experiences from slavery. Understand what freedom meant to them. This is what Barry, which is an expert of African American history, this is what he said. Those still enslaved after the war, I think that would go a long way and understanding what freedom means for us today. Freedom mean for us is to leave us the hell alone. Really. Let us walk down the street at 1 o'clock in the morning. Let us jog down the street at 1 o'clock in the morning. Let us ride our bike at 1 o'clock in the morning without getting pulled over by the police, without being harassed by a person in the neighborhood, without someone saying, where do you live and where are you going? You don't belong here. Who said so? That is what freedom means to me today, is to leave us the hell alone. Let us live our life. Let us live and enjoy our life, how we see fit, how we live our life. Although the distinction comes during a debate over how to teach the foundations of slavery and its lasting impact, the same Gallup poll from May found that Americans were actually more supportive of teaching the history of Juneteenth in schools than of making it a federal holiday. So they rather teach it than make it a holiday. No, make it a holiday so that way everyone can understand what it is, because if it's just taught, they only gonna water it down. They're not gonna teach the full scope. But now we have the internet, now we have podcasts, now we have Simply Sunny. So this is how you're able to get more knowledge, more information. And then I have expertise to come on, talk to you about all these things from our past so that we can be brought to light. We can be informed about all this information that we were hidden from. So nearly half of respondents said Juneteenth should be added to public schools' history curriculum, whereas 35% of Americans said last month it should be a national holiday. So only 35% agree that it should be a national holiday. Didn't work because it is a national holiday. Though experts have argued its significance and state legislators for decades, even succeeding in getting Juneteenth recognized as a holiday everywhere but South Dakota. It took Congress just 2 days to pass the legislation once one Republican senator dropped his opposition. The bill then passed the Senate by unanimous consent on Wednesday before passing the House Thursday night in a 414-14 vote, with all the opposition coming from GOP members. GOP, why are you always being so oppositional? What is wrong? Did you not have any friends growing up? Were you like the black sheep of your family? You didn't get any girlfriends? I don't know what's going on with the GOP, but you really need to stop. Come on. We need to stick together. We're all on the same page, and that page is called America. All right, so despite the bipartisan victory, advocates said the country is still far from healing the wounds from the America's original sin. They don't want us to know. They do not want us to know. But guess what? I can remember when I was 12, maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, and my mom used to have these Black History Encyclopedia books. And when you opened the book, you saw all this horrible history about how they used to do blacks in this country. They used to have hanging picnics and hanging parties, and they would hang and lynch our black men and have bonfires and have their children standing there watching this, like they're torturing the kids and don't even realize they're mentally disturbing the children. You're sitting there watching, letting your kids watch you kill somebody. Who does that? GOP. But at the time it was those Dixiecrats. I know. But anyway, I want you all to do your research on Juneteenth. If you're not familiar with it, I want to say happy Juneteenth to you all and what freedom means to you today. If you could, leave me a message or leave me a comment rather and tell me what does freedom means to you today in 2021. You can also leave your comment in my group at Simply Sunny. You can leave your comment on YouTube, which this will be uploaded on YouTube again at Simply Sunny, or you can leave it here on my podcast at Simply Sunny. But thank you all so much for tuning in. I do appreciate all of your love and support for our past 15 episodes during our second season. Our second season was interrupted a little bit during the pandemic because we went on pause last year. And then I started trying to get back up and going after the pandemic or during the pandemic. I was trying my best to stay afloat, but it just couldn't do it. My mind wasn't there. It's just too much going on. But now I am on the road and I am cruising and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to bring you guys some amazing content and some amazing shows. And if you are interested in being on my show, give me an email at sunnyimorrison@aol.com, or you can send me a message. You can do it right there in the group. You have to request to be in the group at Simply Sunny. But again, everyone, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Have hope, helping other people every day, holding on to positive energy. Until next time, have a sunny day.